Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. I thank you for joining me. And with the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I've been sharing this week on Jesus and Jonah, a comparison between the two of them. And I'd like to read just maybe a verse of scripture found in Matthew, the 12th chapter. And this response of Jesus came after the Pharisees came to him and they said, "Master, we want to see a sign from you." "We would see a sign of thee." So Jesus responded and said, "An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, but there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here." So we saw, as when he made reference, Jesus made reference to Jonah, and that it would be, he was a sign of Christ. Jonah is a sign of Christ. There's a comparison that can be made, first of all, in his sacrifice, which we shared yesterday, that he was willing, once he was found out, and he knew that this men were in danger of the ship being capsized, and he knew that they could be spared, they could be saved, if he was responsible for it. So just throw them overboard, and then and there was an amazing miracle to see immediately God come. I don't suppose they ever knew what really happened to Jonah, but we have the rest of the story, don't we? And then we see there's also a similarity in his burial. Jonah was cast out of the ship, and Jesus came to his own received him not. Jonah was buried in the heart of the sea. Christ was buried in the heart of the earth. And that just doesn't mean the sepulcher. He says that, and he said that he would descend into Hades, the world of the dead. He would preach the good news, which was, you know, that was, Hades was a place believed to be far below the surface of the earth. But the important thing is to notice the purpose for which they were both cast out, if you will. And that was to make peace. You remember, if you've been listening to the broadcast, there's great biblical importance in names. And Jonah's name actually meant dove. And Jonah said, "Cast me forth, and it shall be calm for you." Christ made peace for all mankind through the shedding of his precious blood. Sin was in Jonah, but sin was on Jesus when he hung on that cross. So Jonah is a sign of Christ. And in his, Jesus also is, there can be a comparison made because there was conscious activity in the place of death. You know, the seamen buried Jonah at sea, and they doubtless mourned over him as one dead. They thought he was must have been a great man, that he was willing to lay down his life so that they could survive. And however, actually, even though he was buried, he was actually alive after he was buried. We know that he was praying in the belly of the whale, so he didn't die. And then was swallowed by a whale. He was alive, praying out of the whale's belly, and he was a living, conscious, active soul in the deep. And of course, Jesus, those 3 days and three nights when he was in the tomb, he was preaching to the captives, to the godly people who had gone before in terms of time. When Christ was buried, his friends mourned him as dead. Isn't that true? But while they were preparing the spices, it was the Sabbath day, he was actually preaching to the spirits in prison, to those who had died in faith of his coming and who waited for his resurrection. Praise God. And then, of course, you know, the Jews required a sign. Jesus said, "There shall no sign be given but the sign of the prophet Jonas." And obviously, the Jews, as Jesus preached and taught, there were many miracles, amazing miracles. People, multitudes were healed. They heard the good news of the gospel. In fact, those that the Pharisees sent out and wanted him to be taken custody, they came back and said, "Never man spake like this man." And they said, "What, have you, are you believing on him as well?" And of course, you know, Nicodemus came in and said, "Well, you know, if God is for him, that it would do well not to oppose him. And if he's not, then..." As Nicodemus stepped in and brought peace, he said, "Well, then nothing's going to come of it, as that happened to others who had tried to rebel against Rome." But so they had many signs. Jesus had performed miracles. He had raised people from the dead. And yet one sign remained to be given. Just as Jonah was a sign. Remember, those were the specific words of Jesus. In verse 39 of Matthew 12, he said, "No sign shall be given it, this evil and adulterous generation, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." And so there was the sign of his resurrection. And at one point, the Gospels say that he preached to over 500, or 500 were seen of him. And he made countless appearances. Remember the two that were on the road to Emmaus, that Jesus walked and talked with them, and night was drawing close, and they said, "Won't you, oh, well, stay with us, it's getting night." And he came in to break bread, and when he did, their eyes were open. You see, they didn't recognize Jesus, and they came back, and as soon as they did, Jesus disappeared, and they went to Jerusalem and shared that they had seen the Lord. But what happened to Jonas? Well, he definitely had learned a lesson. He prayed to God. God heard his prayer. God delivered him. But he still wanted obedience from the prophet. So the Lord spoke to the fish and directed that big fish, the whale, whatever it was, to come to dry land. And of course, it was right at Nineveh, where Jonah could get out. And as God spoke, God the Father spoke to that tomb that held Jesus, he came forth in resurrection power. And Jonah came forth with a message from the Creator of heaven and earth that judgment was determined upon Nineveh unless they repented. And of course, the amazing thing is, after 40 days and 40 nights of Jonah's preaching, why, they did repent. So Jonah came out of the depths with the same individuality with which he was cast in. Isn't that true? In fact, he was angry because they repented, that fourth chapter of the book of Jonah. And it was the same Jesus that rose from the dead that was buried in the rich man's tomb. Neither of them saw corruption. But the wonderful thing is, in conclusion, we could say that that's why he was angry. He suffered a loss of faith. That's why he didn't want to go in the first place, because as Jonah carried on his conversation with the Lord, he said, "I know you're just, you're merciful, and you repent of the evil." And he knew that was a very likely scenario, and so he would lose face as a prophet. He prophesied an event which did not take place. He would have rather seen 600,000 Ninevites be destroyed than that happen. But contrast his response with Jesus. Jesus' beautiful face was marred more than any man. Hear the words of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 52, verse 14. "As many were stunned at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form than the sons of man. Jesus had claimed power and glory. He spoke clearly that who he was the Son of Man, but the Son of Glory. And his enemies deliberately destroyed him. They disfigured him. They placed cruel, the whipping of the that had nails and glass embedded into it, those stripes that were laid upon his back, he suffered cruelly. And they took away his credibility as a prophet, as a Messiah of the nation. That's what he was claiming. Remember, they received him. He was riding in a donkey, and they shouted welcome and praise as they entered triumphantly into Jerusalem. But at the end of his time, he suffered humiliating disgrace with that abhorrent, terrible, most horrific of deaths that the Romans could devise, and that was crucifixion. They placed on his head a crown of thorns. They ridiculed him, clothed him in purple. So what can we say as we bring this message to a close, that Jesus is truly greater than Jonah and to be misunderstood as a deceiver? Well, beloved, I hope you've enjoyed sharing these thoughts about a comparison between Jonah and Jesus, a comparison that Jesus himself made. And in the final moments, let's pray that we can respond to the Lord and be obedient in all that he asks. Father, you may not have given us in our lives a momentous task as you gave Jonah to preach to an entire nation repentance, but God, you've called us as able ministers of the new covenant. All of us have a metron of authority and influence. And Father, we pray that the gentle promptings of the Holy Spirit, that we would be obedient and we would respond and not react as Jonah did in his concern about his pride and his selfishness. But Lord, let us respond wanting to have the heart and the mind of Christ, that souls would be saved. Use us, Lord, as willing vessels of the goodness of God and the good news of the gospel of the kingdom. We thank you for it. Amen and amen. Bless you, dear ones. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.